The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Glad to be joined in studio by Professor Nikki Ralph, a consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists, with 9 clinicians in Ball's Bridge. And we want to talk about, well, our so-called summer, but if you're jetting abroad, a definite summer, how to take care of your skin. And welcome, Nikki, first of all. So the best way to deal with anti-aging in terms of creams is
sunscreen. So I sound like a broken record, but basically 80 to 90% of your wrinkles are caused by UV radiation over your lifetime. So if you start young and you start to protect your skin early, then you may never need to go down the route of doing any anti-aging treatments, because your skin will just going to look an awful lot better and your age an awful
and
lot better.
And what are the chemicals in sunscreen protector?
So they vary. You can have a physical only sunscreen, or you can have a chemical sunscreen, or you can have a combination of both. So the physical ones tend to act like, I like to think of them like a shield. So when the sun's rays are coming towards you, they bounce back the rays, so they're not actually being absorbed. And then the chemical ones do actually absorb the rays, and then the chemicals change it, so it's not damaging your DNA. But you can have a combination of both. So one is not better than the other. But the physical sunscreen is more immediately active when you put it on, whereas the chemical sunscreens do take about 20 to 30 minutes to be, you know, the factor that they say they are in the bottle, so to be protective.
Does that apply to all parts of your body? You know, the thing of farmer's tan,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your hands don't require sunscreen, do you?
They
do. Or your head. It'd just be, you know, the places that never got the sun for the rest of the year.
No, I suppose, like, your hands actually and your neck are probably the biggest giveaway of your age, because often, particularly for women, they may be using moisturiser that contains sunscreen, makeup that contains sunscreen. So your face is getting a certain level of protection all of the time. But most of us forget our hands, and we're driving the car. So UVA is there all year round, 365 days a year, that comes through glass. So our hands actually do get a lot of brown marks or sunspots on it, and you start to notice that your skin gets thinner, and you can see your veins more easily as you get older, because you're losing collagen, which is essentially plumping the skin. It's the scaffolding for your skin, essentially.
So basically what you're saying is, if there was no sun at all in wintertime, you should put this sun lotion on you to be anti-aging.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, in Ireland, the sun, it's, you know, if it was January, they have looked at studies looking at the different levels of UV radiation there. January is probably the only month in Ireland that you can't get a significant amount of UV. But I would never just stop using my sunscreen on my face, because it's January. It's in my routine now. It's the last thing I do before I'm going to leave the house is do my skincare routine and make sure my sunscreen's on. But yes, if you're going to be walking to work, cycling in your car, you're going to get UVA. It'll never burn you in January or February, even March in Ireland. The UVB are the burning rays of the sun, and they're usually there from May to October.
Okay. Someone asks here, ask your guest, does it matter how expensive the sunblock or sun cream is? The bigger brands are pricey. So I just buy Boots brand, I suppose a generic brand. In terms of, you know, is there different quality in terms of if you will get more anti-aging effect if you use particular types of creams?
No, there are some really well-priced products out there in the market. What's really important is that it says broad spectrum, that you're covering against both UVA and UVB rays, and then the higher the factor, the better, because you're going to get more protection. But that just accounts for the UVB protection is the number on it. So a factor 30, I would recommend that everyone wears that all year round. But in the summer months, I'd certainly go up higher to a factor 50 or above.
Okay. And how does that relate then to using sun cream versus, say, a moisturizer or foundation?
So for the majority of them, they would probably only have a factor 15 to 20 in it for the most part. So I would, if somebody wants to use their moisturizer first, then they would always use their sunscreen as the last product on their face. So think of it as the last thing between you and the sun, essentially. But you can use both, but it's not cumulative that if you put a factor 15 in a moisturizer in your face and a factor 30 in a sunscreen that you're getting a factor 45. Unfortunately, it doesn't quite work like that. But I would say just put on a sunscreen so that you know you're fully protected, whatever that figure is on.
Okay. So say you have a particular problem like bags under your eyes or crow's feet around the side of your eyes.
Yeah.
Is it too late to do anything about that? Or if you see them emerging, what should you do?
No, it's never too late. I suppose if it was just crow's feet that you're concerned about, probably the best treatment for that is anti-wrinkle injections or botulinum toxin. So that works by relaxing the muscles. So instead of you kind of squinting and creating the crow's feet, your muscles are relaxed, so the skin isn't being pulled across the surface. So you will relax those muscles and not have the lines down the side of your eyes. Saggy skin is much more, the eye area is probably one of the most difficult areas to treat. But there's loads of different treatments there. You can, if you want to be very natural about it, you can use your own blood. So there's a procedure called PRP or platelet rich plasma, where we basically take a little sample of your blood, we spin it down in a machine called a centrifuge, we extract out the stem cells and the growth factors, and then we re-inject it into the eye. But this is used in loads of specialties. I've had it done myself into my knees for cartilage wear and tear. We use it for hair growth to help hair for people suffering with hair loss. So it's used for a lot of reasons, but it's safely injected because you can't have a reaction to your own blood.
Okay, I thought that sunshine had vitamin D was good for you. If you put all these creams on, are you losing out on vitamin D?
No, we haven't had studies showing that you're completely blocking vitamin D production. And actually, you do need quite a significant amount of your skin to be exposed to get the proper amount of vitamin D. So you can also get it from your food that you consume. So in Ireland, we don't get enough sun because look at our summer now so far. Most of us are still covered up. We're not exposing an awful lot of skin because it's still so cold. So I would usually recommend that people actually take a vitamin D supplement in the winter in Ireland because we're in the dark for so many months. So Northern Europe definitely needs to take vitamin D supplementation.
How do you boost collagen?
So there's a number of ways to do it. You can use a topical retinoid if you just want to stick with creams. So you can apply that at nighttime. That works by increasing cell turnover, so your skin would be smoother and there'd be less fine lines and wrinkles because it stimulates collagen production. But you can also use different machines. You can do a combination of radiofrequency microneedling and CO2 laser to actually get deep down into the second layer of the skin, into your dermis, and stimulate your own collagen. And again, like what I alluded to, the PRP, and there's another technology using polynucleotides called Fillart, which can also stimulate collagen.
Okay. Is there something about the Irish character where our skin is fairer? And, you know, whether you're a redhead or a blonde hair or whatever, does that make a difference? Are some people more sensitive to sun?
Oh, absolutely. So Irish people, the majority of people, we use the Fitzpatrick grading of skin colouring. So the majority of us are skin type 1 and 2, which means we either always burn and never tan, or we burn first and then sometimes tan. And we have much more of a tendency to kind of freckle than get an overall even colour, which just puts it at much higher risk of developing skin cancer. So we really should, in Ireland, protect ourselves against the sun on a regular basis.
Let's talk about skin cancer. 11,000 cases diagnosed annually. There's been a call by the Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South West, Christopher O'Sullivan, which has been supported by the junior health minister, Mary Butler, to have a ban on sunbeds. What do you think of that?
I completely agree. I mean, we had that Public Health Act came in. It's a decade now. And at that time, it said that under 18s should not be allowed to use a sunbed. But unfortunately, that's never been policed. I've seen it myself. Children communion age being put on sunbeds in, you know, public establishments. It's crazy. We should just have a blanket ban. The Australians introduced it in 2016 and no commercial sunbed is allowed.
Sunbeds have no benefit. Would everyone not look white and pasty?
There's fake tan. The best tan is a fake tan. There's
no harmful effects of fake tan, is there?
No, I mean, they even changed the rules on that years ago for the amount of chemical in it, and there's no fake tans on the market. I think that was in the last couple of years. So fake tans are completely safe.
Is there a tablet to protect against the sun, or is there any research into this?
There are some, but unfortunately they do come at a higher price point. So if you wanted to take that supplement every month, you'd be kind of looking at up to 40 to 50 euro per month. So okay.
John asks, can you get a combination product moisturiser and sun protection that isn't greasy that men can use?
Yeah, our go-to favourite is Elta MD. It's basically an American sunscreen brand, the number one US dermatologist prescribed sunscreen. And our male patients absolutely love it because it has their moisturiser built into it. It has an anti-redness B vitamin in it because a lot of Irish people tend to suffer with rosacea and redness, and it has your full sunscreen in it. So you put it on and it absorbs literally within seconds and it doesn't give that kind of tacky, greasy, white cast on the skin.
Okay. Sunglasses. We spoke about eyes there and under your eyes and so on. If you wear sunglasses, Are you fully protecting your eyes against and the area of skin around your eyes from UV rays?
Only what can, you know, depending on the size of the sunglass, but it is important to have UV protective filter on your sunglasses. So not to be buying really, really cheap ones that probably don't have that protection, but it is important to prevent against cataracts in the future. So,
okay. Is there any benefit in taking liquid collagen? I drink 25 mils of marine collagen every night. It's like syrup.
Yep. So there's lots of studies showing that marine collagen is really beneficial, but it has to be above a certain level. So the majority of studies would show 5 grams or 5,000 milligrams and above of hydrolyzed collagen. So it's really important that it's hydrolyzed because it's broken down, which means the body can absorb it more readily.
Okay. Now, incidentally, for more on this whole topic of skin cancer, our political correspondent Sean Defoe is discussing skin cancer on this week's Let Me Explain podcast, which is out this morning, in which he's asking whether Ireland should become the first European country to fully ban the use of sun tanning beds. So check it out on the News Talk app or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a listen.
Skin cancer is the most common cancer in Ireland, with 13,000 cases every year. 9 out of 10 of those are caused by UV radiation, so from sun exposure itself and from sunbeds. And what we've seen in recent years is that there's been a dramatic rise in skin cancer in Ireland, and also that people are being diagnosed at a younger age. And one of the key reasons for that is the increased use of sunbeds.
Okay, you can get that full podcast, Let Me Explain. Check it out on the website. So in conclusion, Nikki, if you're going on a sun holiday, you know, we're unlike if you're going to the west of Ireland like me, where it'll rain every day. What are the key bits of advice for people in terms of extra protection for their skin?
So the cheapest and best protection is a style of clothing. Sunscreen should be the last thing that you actually think about because it's the most expensive and it's the hardest thing to use because you have to reapply it and it's, you know, sometimes a bit messy. So a style of clothing and not trying to lie at the edge of the pool, particularly the 3 hours either side of sol or noon. So if you want to be out in the sun, go out very early or later in the evening when the UV has really dropped after 5 p.m. in the evening and enjoy the evening sun. But definitely to cover up a hat, sunglasses, style of clothing, and definitely for small kids, keep them in the shade. So layers of clothes, because you're not really supposed to, for small babies, put sunscreen on them because their skin is much more sensitive and thinner.
My thanks to Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists, for all that important public health as well as anti-aging advice. Still,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.